Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Our country is on its knees. John from San Marcos was on in the last hour, and I shouldn't call people like you punks. You probably are a bleeding heart who means well. And if you can get back in, it's 836-0590, 836-0590, or 877-590-5525. Just hit redial. I see we got a line open. Try to keep one open for him until he calls in. He hung up, and I want to have a real discussion with you. Now, you need to apologize, too, because you implied that you said, oh, people that don't want the open borders, they just don't like Mexicans. And that's what made me mad. And my answer to you is, why do 87 to 71% of Hispanics in scientific Gallup polls and Scripps Howard News polls, everyone they have are between 67 and 71. I haven't seen them lower, haven't seen them higher. Go look it up for yourself right now. Just Google Scripps Howard's News Service on Hispanic Americans on immigration issues. So they don't like Mexicans. They don't like Hispanics. They don't like Nicaraguans, Guatemalans, Chileans, Argentines. No. They know that 30 million illegal aliens driving down the wages, but it's more than that. Look at the Fed and state's own numbers. In Texas, illegal aliens take out of the economy and welfare and medical cost, with having their children, everything, more than twice what they ever end up paying in taxes. In California, it's almost three times. More than 70% of those in Los Angeles, in the county jails, are illegal aliens. These are all just numbers. We have 30 million illegal aliens conservatively in this country. We have the Republicans and Democrats who want a global government, who want a North American Union, in their own SPP, Security Prosperity Document, saying that they want to bring in a large enough foreign mass to be able to play it off against the American people, like what they have in French Canada and the separatists there. It's divide and conquer. So you can try your establishment media line, but I guess then 67 to 71% of Hispanics don't like Hispanics. No, 67 to 71% of Hispanics have got their heads screwed on straight and know this is bad for our sovereignty and our economy. And then you come out of the gates and you say, hey, it used to be their country anyways. Finishing my argument, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, I wanted to ask you, did you know what that was? Do you know what that is, John? Don't be shy, 836-0590. You kind of clammed up, though, when I said the Germans attacked us through Mexico twice. I bet you don't believe that, do you? Why don't you type the Plan of San Diego, the Plan of San Diego, into Google, and why don't you, University of Texas is the first link that pops up. The second link that pops up is the University of Mexico at the city, Mexico City. How do I know? The 17-minute extra mini-film, Battle for the Republic, that is the extra on Endgame, shows the globalist plan, and we go into the plan of San Diego. By the way, why do you think the Germans did this? Well, do you know who the first major ruler of Mexico after Santa Anna was? It was Maximilian, Frederick Maximilian. The whatever he was, I forget the number, it was like the ninth or something. He was the crown prince of Austrian-Hungarian Empire. That was the Germanic larger hegemon that stretched from the Balkans into Alsace-la-France there in northern France. The Alsatians. I'm not. Every time I talk about Germany, too, people say, why are you bashing Germans? Folks, my mother's Alsatian. The point is, and that's out of the family, the point here is, Germany ruled what is known as Germany today. It ruled Mexico. It ruled Mexico through several different princes for more than 40 years, and they had power down there. And so the railroads were built by the Germans. It was all built by them, and it was German troops that fought The Marine Corps and the Army, when General Grant, Ulysses S. Grant, before the Civil War, went down there when Mexico attacked the U.S. and went all the way into Oklahoma, slaughtering our troops. Some cases it was 100-1. You'd have tens of thousands of troops attacking small patrols, wiping out our troops. They wouldn't stop attacking, so we went all the way down there. And then we said, you know what? Well, we'd already then done the major treaties, and we just said, you're going to hand this over. There were less than 5,000 Mexicans in the Southwest. They couldn't hold it from the Native Americans. Why is it Six Flags of Texas when you go to Six Flags? If you live here at the big amusement park, they have a couple of in the state. The French flag, the Spanish flag, the Mexican flag, the Texas flag, the Confederate flag, the American flag. Mexico did have parts of the U.S. for a little while, and they couldn't hold on to it. So they went to the Tennesseans and the South Carolinians, and they went to the Alabamans, and they said, please come in. We're going to give you Spanish land grants, which my dad's side of the family got. We even paid for it, a few cents an acre. And we came into Texas because the Mexicans couldn't beat the Indians. Okay? This is just basic history. See, you don't know basic history. I made a film about this. Okay? That's my whole point, is that you don't know. And then the Germans at the end of World War II were losing, so they financed Mexican rebels to attack four states simultaneously and in one night killed 23 U.S. citizens. By the way, they went into these towns and they just killed the whole families because the plan of San Diego said kill every gringo, every white person, 16 years of age and older. But they got out of control. It didn't matter there was a two-year-old. They went ahead and blew their heads off. Now, they don't want you knowing about that, do they? No, Mexico doesn't want you to know. Then they were about to launch an attack during World War II, and all that got stopped because they put the Texas... What do you think the Texas Rangers are for? What do you think? How do you think Texas Rangers got founded? What do you think this is all about? This is about empire. There's always people trying to take this country over. By the way, Mexico, until the 1850s, was a lot smaller. It didn't even have large areas of Yucatan and other areas. That belonged to Guatemala. There were two other little countries down there. Mexico doesn't let illegal aliens into their country. Mexican cops beat up U.S. citizens all the time and suck all the money out of them. Listen, my wife speaks Spanish. She lived 4 years in Madrid, Spain. My wife, just in marvelment, will listen to Mexican radio and we'll drive along and look at the signs that are up all over the Southwest. I mean, it is all xenophobic. It is all la raza. It is all, you know what raza means? Race. Race this, race that. And I'm just sitting here going, look, this is serious business. And I'm not going to go along with it. I'm not going to play along with it anymore. I'm not going to play your political correct games here. If we got 30 million illegal aliens that are going to be legalized under these amnesty plans, and they're allowed to bring 12 family members in over the next 6 years, and the first visit, if they do this, they are instantly given a green card and a social security number and allowed to apply for all the welfare. The country's already basically bankrupt. We can't afford this anymore, and that's why upwards of 71% of Hispanics stand with me. Frankly, I could care less what color you are, as long as you're pro-America. Okay? In fact, it's very painful to me. I've talked to these racist Mexicans that have had their racist rallies and stuff. The news all says it's great. And I'll be on the phone beforehand telling them I'm coming down to demonstrate. And they go, you wouldn't dare. And I go, look, it really hurts my feelings. I got a lot of Hispanic friends. Oh, sure you do, gringo. And I'm like, that's really painful that you're racist like that. And, political correctness says that this large portion, a large minority of these illegal aliens hate this country, write about it, talk about it. Their radio stations are called the rebel, the invader. It's all ha, 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 we're taking over, we're going to get you. They teach this all over Mexico in textbooks for hundreds of years. And our government wants to get rid of the U.S. They want to set up a North American Union. Vicente Fox comes up here. The president before him said that they're taking over the U.S., that is a process of recolonizing. This is Mexican presidents are saying they want to take over the U.S. The mayor of L.A. says that Mexico has conquered L.A. They attacked us with the Germans. I'm sick of it. I've had enough. I'm done. I'm through. Okay? Period. I'm not playing games anymore. Folks, if you would just discover history, the plan of San Diego. Google that and Google Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. We'll come right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. Oh, John's back. There's another John.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Thank you. Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, we're under the New World Order's thumb. The change has come.
Under my thumb.
I want to change that. You see, I'm not an expert on which team is the best in the Big Eight. I'm an expert on the most powerful engine to have in my truck. Not an expert on combing my hair, or acting tough, or having the biggest house, or trying to make people happy around me, trying to play along. Not a follower, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm addicted to history. And to history, when you have history, you have the key to the present and the future, as many philosophers, scientists, historians have stated. And unfortunately, I know how what a dirty, wicked, corrupt government Mexico has had. I mean, before that, it was the Aztecs sacrificing 10,000 people on one holiday every year, totally enslaving and a human sacrifice of children and cannibalism. People say, well, that's a culture. You can't knock a culture. You can't make a value judgment on a culture. And every time I get one of those bleeding hearts calling in, I go, oh, really? Well, the Nazis had a culture of killing people. That's what the Aztecs did. They would go enslave and capture all the tribes and literally human sacrifice them. I mean, you see Apocalypto by Mel Gibson. That's only the tip of the iceberg. It's much worse than that. Very accurate. And I've interviewed the anthropologists and others that worked on the film. That's been one of my other little areas of novice study. Amazingly interesting. And they say, and then you go, oh, no, the Nazi culture, that was an evil culture. Oh, wait, I just thought you said cultures can't be evil. The Soviet Russian culture was evil. Not the Russian people, the government culture. The Aztec culture was evil. The Nazi culture is evil. The corrupt Chinese culture is evil today. I remember back when all the Chinese spies were in the White House under Clinton and all the sellouts going on in the late 90s, and callers would call me and go, because it was on CNN and stuff, they'd go, people that bash the Chinese spies don't like Chinese. I could care less, folks, what group you are. By the way, I don't like playing this card, folks. I really don't. But my parents, you know, I'm born of my parents, but my mother, when I was 14, we adopted a little Korean baby. My sister's Korean, and she's just as much blood as she was my blood. I don't like to play that card on you, you dumb fool, but I don't like you calling in spouting your baloney at me. My sister's being raised middle class. My sister's going to college. My sister is trying to have the American dream. She's not here illegally to have a bunch of children and at $12,000 a pop on average and have it paid for and get three welfare checks. You better find out the illegal aliens are on more welfare per capita than inner-city blacks. But all you ever hear people talk about is the inner-city blacks. I've had enough of it! You don't know what you're talking about! The New World Order that wants this country to fall, who's openly sworn to do it, says immigration is the key to bringing down this nation. They want to roll it up, and with the new political system, they get to rewrite all the rules. No Bill of Rights, no Constitution. Have you figured that out yet? It just absolutely blows my mind. Let's talk to David in Round Rock, Texas. I guess he's listening on News Radio 590 KLBJ. Let's go ahead and talk to David. You're on the air, brother.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Worldwide transmission.
Yes, I saw Endgame, man. And I thought it made your martial law and rise of the police state look very domestic. You know, it's a pretty amazing film. I especially like the whole part talking about the Romans building and maintaining roads and using the funds to oppress the people that funded it.
Yes, the toll roads, absolutely, which is the official plan. Yep.
I thought that was just really cool.
They're going to use the toll road money, official federal documents and bills, to fund building infrastructure in Mexico to bring more slave goods in faster.
Right, exactly. Hey, I had a question for you real quick. A friend of mine was asking me this because he has kids and stuff. I was wondering, what do you tell your kids about all this stuff? I understand you have very young kids. And I was wondering, what do you say to them?
Basically, I read them all the old parables. And people say, sit your kid in front of the television, let them watch all this violence and stuff, but don't read them old parables, don't read them the Bible. A lot of scary stuff in the Bible, but they learn from the Good Samaritan, not just how to help people, but also that people want to mug you.
Right.
Or they also learn about Titus sacking Rome when I read to them, Titus sacking Jerusalem in 70 AD. They also learn about corrupt governments and good governments. They've learned about the Republic. And my son knows that the president is a would-be dictator, attempting dictatorship. He's five. He understands that. My daughter's three. I haven't gotten her into all that yet. But my son at five already knows much than most adults.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I that's what I was telling him pretty much. Just teach your child history. And if you have history on your side, like you were saying before, it's everything's a circle in this.
Well, I don't let them watch a lot of TV, but I've let them just recently watch Pinocchio because that was back when we had quality programs. It showed how the kids go break windows, drink beer, they hang out with the bad kids, and they get turned into jackass slaves and go off on a slave ship.
Right on.
You see, and I explained that it isn't cool to use drugs, and it isn't cool to run with bad people, and crime isn't cool, but it's designed to get you in the system.
Right. Being wise and smart is cool.
Absolutely. And, again, it's really that simple. Listen, I appreciate your call. And let me tell you, I've learned how bad processed sugar is. You give processed sugar to your children, they'll go from good little children to little devils. I mean, it's just amazing. Before I go any further, there's a few program notes. First off, I want to thank Amanda, who comes in here, and she says, interning from one of the local universities here, doing a senior, a fabulous job. And I want to thank Trey Kincaid for the wonderful job that he is doing as well. And I also want to do a program note. We've had all these sellout showings. I've never had a showing that wasn't a sellout at the Alamo Drafthouse. And we've had like 5, 6, 7, 8 showings every year with each new film that comes out, South Lamar. And, of course, the downtown one is about to reopen at the Ritz. But I had a showing Tuesday that was not a sellout. And that was because I wasn't there. Folks, you need to come see the film. You know, I mean, I've got a showing where I'm not there, and it only fills up 80%. I will be at all three showings, the 5th. What are the dates? 5, 7, and 8. The 5th, 7th, and 8th of next month. Not this week, but next week. At the Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. And fine, you want it, you got it. I'll be at all of them. And then what, on the 13th, the national release of Endgame in stores. It's already out. You can get it from InfoWars and Prison Planet or PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch it right now online, but at PrisonPlanet.tv. But the national release on Amazon and in stores, Barnes & Noble, all those. I'll be at Waterloo Ice House. Is it 5 or 7? I'm telling them it should be 7. I don't know. 5 or 7. It'll be posted on the site there as well, coming up the 13th for a speech and DVD signing. But coming up, you can get tickets right now at InfoWars.com for the showing coming up in a week, the 3 showings. Bring your skeptical friends and family. And do I have time to go another call? Hope to see everybody there. Who is up next here? Let's talk to Scott in Idaho. And you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, I've been hammering everybody around here about all your movies and everything, and they're beginning to come through, but they're slow. I wanted to put in a pick for Ron Paul. If people like me don't have a lot of money, at least we can do is download his material, print it, put it up on every billboard around Idaho. We've got to change the way it is now because they're killing us.
Absolutely, but we got to do it all over the country. Anything else?
That's right. Okay, that's about it, Alex.
God bless you. Good to hear from you. All right, here's the news coming up and important messages. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv. See Endgame right now.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. The Bible Says would like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years, I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. You know, I said I'd get more into Endgame, and I will. Shotguns are some of that. Also, the treason of Homeland Security. Let's just do the treason of Homeland Security now. It's so important, I don't want to run out of time covering it in the shorter show we do Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. The syndicated transmission. Okay, if you read this Newsday article out of AP, it would take some deciphering to understand it. But the headline is Homeland Security strikes deal with New York on driver's license. Okay, let's stop right there. We reported 4 years ago, because I observed it in bank waiting lines, and also saw it in some bank publications, industry publications is where you really learn more than anything else, that without any ID, illegal aliens, it doesn't matter if they're Czechoslovakian or Mexican, it doesn't matter. We always talk about Mexicans because that's the vast majority, 80%+ of the immigrant influx pouring in. Then if they went in, they were just given bank accounts. And I went, wait, but as a citizen, I got to show 3-4 forms and give a blood type, and you know, they bring in somebody with a big glove on, and I mean, this is bad. I mean, this is a body search, basically. And I pointed it out. And then I talked to a family friend I've known for many years who manages one of the biggest apartment complexes, well, the biggest in Austin. It's the biggest company in the nation. She went to Dallas, their headquarters, it's like 3 Christmases ago. And they called in all the managers, hundreds of them in this big ballroom, and said, listen, we've done a deal with the federal government for some tax exemptions. We want you to just let illegal aliens stay. They can break the rules, have 10 people to one room. We don't care. Kick citizens out. I mean, they're even trying to make room for them. All this backroom stuff, now that's public. I mean, I had my finger cut off a few years ago, and it was on a Sunday. And I had to go to the emergency room, and the illegal aliens were all going right in ahead of me because they know they don't have insurance, so they just go right in. I had full coverage, and I was worried that if they didn't reattach my finger, I would lose. It was flopping around by a piece of skin. And I started having to actually throw my weight around and go, look, I'm Alex Jones, talk show host. I'm going to expose you. I see these illegal aliens. You give me service right now. You sew my finger on. I don't want to lose it. It's still numb on one side. And in New York City said 2 weeks ago, they said, yeah, no IDs, no nothing. We'll just give you a license. And we're just going to legalize all the illegal aliens. Same thing in Canada, same thing in England. It came out, Tony Blair signed secret documents to bring in unlimited numbers and just give them IDs under any name they want it. I talked to the head of the Republican Senate in Colorado a few years ago. He went out one day as a test and got four consular matriculas for $20 apiece from the Mexican consulate. I mean, you can get these out of Cracker Jack boxes, and then with that you can get whatever you want. But then we as citizens have to have databases on us and NSA watching us and all this. It's about control, folks. So Homeland Security, quote, strikes a deal. Well, Homeland Security said earlier this year when it came out that Bank of America, Wells Fargo, all these big banks were doing it, was finally big breaking news, Lou Dobbs, CNN, that they were giving them bank accounts without IDs. And Homeland Security, quote, looked at it, and I said when they were going to, quote, look at it, that watch, they'll come out and say it's kosher. They did. They came out and said, that's just fine. We don't see a problem with it. But then under Homeland Security rules and the Patriot Act, citizens have know your customer filings on us when we make deposits. It all gets uploaded to the feds. No Fourth Amendment. That's a right to privacy under the know your customer banking laws they got rammed through after 9/11. And so now they, quote, strike a deal to bring in the national ID card standardization, which they always say. So now the illegal aliens will have to go under this, but with any fake name, so it's a fraud to begin with. They've caught in New York the illegal aliens basically running. That's been in the news. Illegal aliens have been ordered deported, basically run the driver's license facilities. I mean, it's designed for fraud. It's designed for fraud. I remember 5 years ago when Texas said, oh, we're giving a waiver to the immigrants where they don't have to have a Social Security card to get a Texas driver's license. So it's a fraud. And it's treason against this nation's sovereignty. Oh, I got to have an internal passport, as Homeland Security has announced. I've got to be tracked and traced. But the precious illegal aliens, they don't have to. Because none of this war on terror has anything to do with keeping you safe from terrorists. The real ones, the manufactured, and the staged events. There's all three going on. But you got a better chance of getting struck by lightning twice than to be killed by terrorists of any of the three varieties. So this is the end of the country we're talking about, and the Bush administration and the New York cut a deal Saturday to create a new generation of super secure driver's license. Well, that's the Real ID Act they already passed. See how they treat you like idiots? For U.S. citizens, but also allow illegal immigrants to get a version. New York is the fourth state to reach such an agreement for federally approved secure licenses. That's Real ID, which all these states are throwing out because citizens are already under it. Man, I don't. It's just unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. By the way, there were three cases in the entire United States pre-2005 in the CDC's records, this is AP, of wet leprosy, of communicable leprosy. Since then, they've had to open leper farms all over the country, and they had 7,000 new cases in 2005. That's the last numbers we got. They're a few years behind on statistics. And a big one's outside Palestine, Texas. It's in Jewett. I happen to know about that because we've got a family farm out there, Spanish land grant farm. And there are thousands of lepers out there right now. And by the way, they've found leprosy in the public schools. And folks, that's what's in Latin America. That's what's in Asia. And 100 years ago, you came off the boat from Germany or Italy or Russia or Africa, anywhere else, they did TB tests. They did leprosy tests. And they said, sorry, bro, you can't come in. Or you got to go in quarantine until you're cured. Or you got to go to this leper colony. Not now, baby. Woo. You just fly in on a visa, get them in Cracker Jack boxes. You can have leprosy dripping out of the corners of your eyes. Your fingers rotted off. I feel sorry for these folks. Doesn't matter. Drug-resistant and drug-immune TB spreading like wildfire everywhere. The average person with TB in a classroom or condensed work environment will give 42 people in 1 year TB. There are hundreds of thousands of new TB cases a year. It is pandemic levels. You'll see it in the back of the newspaper or in a CDC report. You'll never hear it in the news. My children won't get within a mile of any private school ever just because of that alone. You can't. The private schools aren't even safe because of it. Okay? And they're cooking our food. People say, well, there's always a way to talk bad about immigrants as diseases is some false claim. Hey, man, I got flesh-eating bacteria articles from the illegal aliens pouring out of me here. I mean, I got them right here today. And when you die of flesh-eating bacteria, enjoy yourself. And it's all coming out of the third world. See, we ended cholera. We're now having cholera cases with the Haitian community moving into Miami and places because their sewer pipes broke. They don't fix it. And there's chickens and sewer running down. You got areas of East Austin now, there's chickens running around the road and sewer down the streets. Now, you want some cholera? Enjoy yourself. I don't want cholera. I mean, this is real. And the establishment media isn't going to tell you about it. Man, I'm about to blow a gasket, man. To be informed, it's addictive. It makes my mind burn with energy to be reading and documenting and researching and studying history and constantly. I mean, I can't control myself. And then I see the general public. I'm not even that smart, folks. I'm just into reality, into geopolitical systems, into history. Then you talk to the general public. They're into ball games and mindless fluff. And so you just can't make it through life. If you don't have a crash course in reality real fast, America, you're going to lose everything you got. Okay? The globalists are going to... If you are stupid and lazy and dumb and aren't involved in your life, then bad guys are going to come take over your systems, and they're going to come in and they're going to gut you. And they're going to come in and they're going to loot you. They're going to get the booty. They're going to come in and take booty from you. That's the term for robbing you. The term for soldiers taking what they want. Swarms of bureaucrats out to eat out our substance, as the Declaration of Independence says. Okay, let's jam one in before we go to break. I'm going to get to everybody before we end this transmission. Let's go to Ariel in Las Vegas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good. How's it going out in Green Pastures?
It's nice out here right now.
That's what Las Vegas means, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead and hit me. Hit me. Hit me.
Yeah, I guess I'm reading this article. This House passes spot crime prevention bill.
Yes.
Yeah, so basically it's saying they're labeling us as terrorists, correct?
I'm going to put you on hold. Yes, it says that it's thought crime. You can go read the bill. It says it's for talk radio. And the government just total into freedom, end of America. Hey, you want to be a Jack Bauer fan, folks, you're going to get to live under it. Jack Bauer isn't looking for Habib Ahmed Durka Durka. You know, it's some racist thing they spew out on Team America against Muslims. They just train you to be racist against them, and then it's really for you. We'll be right back.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. For the first time in our country, decisions you make about food will determine whether you live free or die hard. You can decide to ignore us fools that scream food shortage, contamination, genetic poisoning, or you can store as much food as you can get. You can decide you can't afford a supply, or you can do whatever it takes to get food because you're a survivor, not a quitter. You can decide to plan food supplies for Christmas. What if you decide to do nothing? If you're right, and there's plenty of safe food, you can laugh at the fools who stocked up. They were wrong, but what did they lose? Nothing. But if you're wrong with no food, you'll lose everything. Freedom, children, guns, home, even life. Can you afford to be wrong? Place your bet. Food or no food, can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Q9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, here I come now, baby. Defense of the Republic. It's the end of my life, and I can be able to accuse me of lying down and not being part of history, not standing up for my destiny, my family's destiny, to at least stand up against tyranny. I didn't lay down. What about you? Did you know there was a war on for your mind, your body, your property, your children, everything? I'm here to put you on notice. You have been warned. We were just talking during the break, Trey Kincaid and, of course, Amanda, the interning, also his girlfriend. But he's a little nervous, but there's this little breakfast taco place we go to, and we don't care. But I actually hadn't been there. But Trey was telling me about it, how they got a car insurance thing right inside of it. And it says no license, no problem. And you go in the bank and it says no SSI in Spanish. And I guess Amanda also speaks in Spanish herself. Amanda, tell folks about that. And Trey, you jump in too.
Well, I was just observing that they were giving out loans without the requirement of a Social Security number.
But we've gone in there and I've tried that myself at Bank of America, other places. They say, get out of here.
I can't.
Discrimination.
I can't get my bank statements without giving an ID when I go in there. I can't even get access to my own information, but other people can get loans without having any verification at all.
Yeah, I have no idea how you can get car insurance when you don't even have a license. I just don't know how that's
possible.
See,
but the system's criminal. The law is for us, the fat cows that they milk, not for their precious illegal aliens meant to overrun the country.
It's blown my mind to this day. I mean, it's something my parents and I even talk about before. My mother has come up to me and, I saw this thing online, and how can they do that? And I was like, well, I don't know.
But, I mean, talk about the particular place that you get that we get tacos at every other day.
Oh, the La Mexicana Bakery on South First Street, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they rent out a little booth inside of it. I'm sure it helps pay for the rent of the building, you know, the expensive rent.
They have good tacos. We're not knocking them, but tell the story.
But they're given, I guess they're giving car insurance to illegal aliens, you know.
That's all. Because it says no license needed.
Yeah, in my broken Spanish, I could see that it said no license, no problem.
Well, what's it say?
I believe it's no licencia, no problema, or something like that.
Yeah, you
but
said
I could
it
pick
earlier.
It out, yeah.
Well, that's amazing, isn't it?
You know what? Next time I'm in there, I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to really ask him if I can get... I'm gonna tell them I don't have a license. I need to get some car insurance.
Now we've tried that at the bank. I mean, we've sent cameras into big branch banks and hey, I'm here. I don't have a Social Security number. I want a bank account. And they just laugh at you, and then right next to you, an illegal alien will be there getting it. I mean, this country's gone, folks. Let's do a big report on that. All right. We already did one video report. We were so busy though. It was about 6 months ago. We never even posted it. Okay, let's. Let's jam in every call that's here. I got to give each person about a minute, though, so we can get to everybody. Ariel in Las Vegas, finish up the point you were making.
Oh, well, you're talking about this whole immigration thing, and I think they're just they're not doing anything about it because they're pushing for the national ID.
Well, you're right. That's their solution. They say, okay, we'll do something, but it's a national ID. You're right.
Yeah, and I mean, it's going to happen. I mean.
Well, I want to ask that guy earlier, okay, if 30 million is okay, is 100 million okay? I mean, there's 6 billion, 200 million people that want to come to this country. I mean, do we just let them all in?
No. No, and I'm Mexican myself, please, and it needs to stop.
Well, that's what I'm saying, 71% in major polls, and the media makes it like it's a race issue. It's simple.
Yeah.
We got hundreds of third world countries. They all want to come here. We can't do it.
And if the race issue is because it's to divide us instead of uniting us.
God bless you, sir. Great to hear from you. That is absolutely correct. And that's what makes me so mad. I mean, I'm thank God I was born in Texas. There's nothing like hot sauce and Tabasco. You see me in the office, I literally drink it. I can eat more habaneros than the guys from down south. Oh, man, I go in these Mexican food places, and I have them where they put the red habanero sauce all over it, and they're just looking at me like I'm crazy. That whole buckets of it. I just love it. Anyways, oh, man, I'm starting to salivate now. Hold on, I can control myself. I'm starting to think about Ninfas or something. Oh, man. All right, let's go to calls. I got to stop it. Let's go to Randy in Austin, sir. You are on the air. Welcome.
Hi there. This is Randy. Nice to talk to you, Alex.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead. Hit me.
Last night I was eating dinner, talking to a guy. He was all excited about being part of the National Geographic Genome Project.
Yeah, which is tied in with the IBM Genome Project, with the big racist head of it who just had to resign, who ran it back when it was the head eugenics laboratory at Cold Springs Harbor, all in Endgame. Endgame done 2 months ago, just released last week, and the guy, Mr. Watson, the big controversy, is in my movie.
I saw it. I was there at your premiere. It was very good.
Thank you for coming.
A little bit dark, but it was a little bit scary.
Well, reality's scary, Bubba.
That's true. The other part of that, I'm going to hang up. I'll just let you get your opinion. UNESCO is part of that, too.
Yes, the United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization, founded by the father of transhumanism and the world head of the Eugenic Society, Sir Julian Huxley, the brother of course, Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World. And, yeah, the whole thing's a eugenics op.
Yeah, it's... And
give us your genetics. We really are interested in your roots.
Right.
All I know is the human genome.
He gets emails. He gets emails from other people who have the same genetics. And I thought, who's tracking this? Who's putting what database is this in? Do you really want this information out
there? They're insane. Sir, it's so evil, it just blows your mind. And National Geographic was founded right out of eugenics. The whole thing, the environmental movement, genetic engineering, everything. That's what Endgame documents. Yeah, everybody, give your blood. It's free. Find out where you come from. We're trying to find and track your roots. National Geographic may be doing this all friendly, and I'm sure the people running it compartmentalized think that. But the Human Genome Project's involved, that's pure eugenics. I'm not talking about the science of genetics. That's all fine and dandy. I'm saying race-specific bioweapons. Now let us go to Carlos in Austin. He just called in, but he's got a point on the driver's license for the illegal aliens. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. Hey, Alex. This is Carlos. Listen, I got a friend of mine who just got a truck, and you know he doesn't have a license from Texas, not even from Mexico, but he's from Mexico. And yeah, he did got insurance. No, you know, you're only asking for his Texas ID and got insurance. You know, but my point is this. You know, there are a lot of Hispanic here. I'm a Hispanic myself. I wasn't born here, but I've been here a long time, and, you know, I respect a lot, you know, about this country. And
well, I respect that, sir, and I appreciate you, and I hope you become a full-born American. But let me just ask you, you know about all the La Reconquista stuff, don't you?
Well, I know a lot of, you know, I'm not from Mexico either. I'm from Central America.
Well, gotcha. But I know you've heard the La Reconquista talk.
Yeah. I mean, I like to read a lot, and I like to study things, you know.
So it's just time for the secrecy to end.
Pardon?
It's just time for the secrecy to end about that.
Oh, well, let me
go ahead and make your point. I'm going to shut up. Go ahead. We're almost out of time.
No, it's your show. But no, I was just going to say, you know, I mean, there's going to be a lot of, you know, people here, and you're not going to really get rid of, you know, the illegal aliens.
I know, but I mean, is we just going to have unlimited?
No, I don't think, you know, you got to, you know, you have to be controlled a little bit. But this is fair. This is my point here. Like my friend, you know, he's going to be staying here working for, say, 2 years. He wants to go back to, you know, to his family over there.
Sir, these are hardworking people. They're human beings just like me. The point is the globalists are cold-blooded using the illegal aliens to break down the wages, divide the country. I understand that. That's the point I'm making. God bless you. I'm just saying that we have to look at the bigger picture of why this is happening. Oh, man, loaded phones. I don't know how I can ever get to all these. Let's talk to J.D. in Mississippi. J.D., you're on the air. Hit us quick.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I'm here in Ripley, Mississippi. I got so much stuff I need to run past you that's been going on here. But I really can't get it past you without running out of time. We have been flooded here in Ripley with illegals for I don't know how long. We got this representative here, Greg Ward, that's wanting to run I-22 through the middle of our state. And he's wanting to set up this toll road that goes right through the middle of our town. And it's going to, I've read the bill, it's going to be set up by a private company. And I think it's going to be used to fund I-22.
No, that's Centro Spain, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we got this privately owned bank here. Can I say their name over there?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, it's People's Bank here in Ripley, Mississippi. And they have got this, this small staff set up in there of people that speak Spanish specifically for these illegals that come in here.
No, I know. Every bank does it. AP headline, 800, it was from a year ago, 800 major lenders roll out red carpet to immigrants. And I think that's the exact headline, but you can just Google it. And they just said, well, we know people are trying to kick them out, so we want to make it easy for them to stay. See, it's treason. You try going down to Mexico and doing that. You try going to Guatemala and doing that. They'll line you up in Guatemala and put a couple bullets right in your head. Gaggle of troops. Folks, Endgame is going to be showing, not this week, but next week, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. Get it now on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. God bless you all.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Program 5.